Welcome to 1-2 Radio. That's 12radio.com. You're listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you're on 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is happiness, which is a good subject. It's good to be happy. It's good to be happier. It's good to be happy than, you could say, more than sad. But before I start, I'd like to mention that there's a chat room available. And basically, how to get there is just go to 12radio.com, click on chat, and you are there. So I hope your day is going well today for everyone, all my listeners, and I just want to thank you for listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. And but besides that, you could say, as my producer told me before the show started today, life is good. And thank you for that. For saying that a day, I appreciate that. So I might as well start the topic here, happiness. Happiness, it's a state of mind. It's a state of being. It's a state of, you could say, better to be happy than the opposing side of sad or melancholy or depressed or whatever. So happiness is a good thing. And each one of us, you could say we all have levels, different levels of happiness, but we also have different meanings of what happiness is to me may not be happy to you. Or what's to you is happy may not be happy to one of your friends. But that's okay because we're all different individuals here. So therefore we see the world differently, and that's a good thing. If we were all the same, it wouldn't be a good, that would not be a good thing. But being happy is a good thing. And having great sleep, recreate, entertained, just being, you could say, just being on time sometimes. Does that make you happy? Well, if it does, then you've tapped into, you could say, the ideas of happiness, how you can build happiness with inside of you, whether you recreate, whether you go play, whether you go to a movie or play or read a book for that matter. It doesn't matter. If it brings you something positive, then you are creating happiness here. And like I said, all of us have different levels of happiness and different meanings of happiness. And I have a couple questions for you. Can you be happy at will? Can you be peaceful at will? Can you be loving at will? And what I mean at will is you put that out there and you use your will to be happy, you peaceful, loving, et cetera, et cetera. Do you have that ability to change real quick when you want to change? So the question is, are you willing to change too? And are you willing to put your will out there in the world to change it from it's just an okay day, or it's like, today was just, to something like, well, since it's so blah, so ordinary, so not so good, I'm going to see what I can do to change that. I'm going to think differently to change that. So happiness can be created with your will. And also, if you are not there, let's say you're not there, that you cannot, you know, instantly turn on the happiness, instantly have that peaceful feeling, instantly have that loving feeling, then this will take practice, no doubt about it. But it's a good thing to practice with your will. It's like, I don't feel very good today, so I'm going to practice happiness and, you know, tap into things internally that brings happiness to you. And go back in the old files. Let's say you're at the office. Let's say you're at home and you can't get out to where you'd like to make yourself happy. But tap into like the old you. The old you, what I mean is those things that make you happy. You know what makes you happy. And see, you could say, practice this. And suddenly you go, I'm going to use my will to change my space, to change my mood from not so good to being happy, to being more joyful about me, about the people around me for that matter. And this is also about you having more self-control over you into your daily life. Now, by you willing this, you actually are creating self-control for yourself. You are actually creating you're using that free will to produce something that it was like an ordinary day into a wonderful day, into a great day, because now you're happy. Now you, that mood has changed, and therefore your whole outlook on life has changed. In other words, no matter what happened, you could say, I'm happy because I want to be happy. Therefore, I won't be affected by you or whoever is spousing something negative in the world. It doesn't matter what it is or who, what group or individual for that matter. And so the question is, can you live these experiences at will? Or do you feel like you have no control over these feelings? Let me repeat that. Can you live these experiences at will? Or do you feel like you have no control over what you are, what you want to be, what is available to you to make you happy? Well, since you don't feel you have no control over these feelings, well, it's time that everybody, like if you're in that, you could say that camp, that I can't control my feelings. I can't make myself happy or happier or turn this depressive state into a joyful state, into a happy state. So it's anybody can be taught to be happy. And what I mean by that is you just work with yourself. You're teaching yourself to change that state that you're in from blah to wow, I feel good. I feel like I can conquer the world today. And true happiness is the ability developed over time and practice. You could say developed over time with practice. Okay. True happiness is the ability here. You just got to work with it. You just got to not train yourself, not change yourself, but enable that space with inside of you to go from one emotion to another emotion, from a negative emotion to a positive emotion, to a positive emotion to even a higher positive emotion too. Because if you're happy, that's good. If you want to be happier and you practice this, you can even make yourself happier. It's also to you radiating out a positive energy, regardless of what's going on internally in you and external circumstances for that matter. So you radiate this out regardless of what's going on internally and what is the outside world like for you. Let's say you feel you're at work and you're under stress. So when you're stressed out, a tendency is you're not happy because you're not thinking positive thoughts. You're going, I got to get this work done. And if I don't get this work done, I'm going to get in big trouble for it, so forth and so on. Well, in times like that, it's time to, you could say, radiate that positive energy outward, despite you're under the gun to finish this project or whatever it is that you have to do. And by you radiating this positive energy out, it's your ability to radiate happiness out from inside of you to the outside world. So whatever, you could say, whatever emotional state you are in, and how does your body feel? When you're happy, does the body feel positive, uplifted? You stand more, you stand erect. Your posture is good. You're putting out this, you could say, more positive energy. Hence the word happiness. But the opposite of that, the yin and the yang of happiness is, let's say, sadness. How does that make your body feel? How does that state of mind, contribute to something good in your life? Maybe it doesn't. But then again, if you're used to being in a not a happy state, but a sadder state, maybe that's something you're used to. So when you are happy, it could be unusual. But Let it catch on. Let it be contagious for you so that you could spread that cheer with inside of you. And retaining happiness, despite what is happening at the time, that's the important here. Retaining the happiness despite what is happening to you at that time, whatever that is, doesn't matter what it is. But despite that, you're going to maintain that sense of happiness, that state of happiness, so you can get through this. Because let's say the example was you're at work and you have a project to finish and you have to finish it by the end of the day and you don't think there's enough time. So therefore you're beating yourself up. And is that happy? No. But if you can maintain a happy state, despite you're under the gun to stress, you know, you're under stress to finish that project, to do this, to do that, to move on and so forth and so on. If you maintain a sense of happiness about you, guess what? You're going to finish the project way before it's due by the end of the day and pat yourself on the back. Maybe you and your team. Maybe it's a team of you doing it. Maybe it's you singularly. So here you are, throwing out the positive energy, extending it out to everyone around you, and it's your ability to radiate this happiness, this good feeling that you are well worth being happy. And whatever emotional state you're in and how your body feels, it doesn't matter. Because you're going to retain happiness despite all that stuff. I can be happy. How can I be happy when there's disease in the world, when there's war in the world, when there's starvation in the world? Well, starvation, war, and disease is a common affliction amongst the human population. So do you have to always be in a down state because of all this stuff? You don't. That's your choice. It's also about you, how you are seeking fulfillment. When all these problems exist, they exist, but you still have to have fulfillment. You still have to be, despite all this BS around us, you still have to, how would you say it, go for that sense of happiness, go for that sense of happiness with inside of you so that you can be a leader. Think about that. A lot of positive leadership in the world, they tend to be happier people. Now, there are leaders in the world that are not happy. So that's okay. That's their problem. But let's say you live in a country where your leader is not happy and it doesn't inspire you to be happy or to be positive or to be whatever. Don't let those people or that individual stop you. So the stronger and more radiant you are, the more you can serve as a positive influence for the world. That's what I'm talking about here. The stronger and more radiant you are with expressing that happiness, you have a very positive influence. You can serve it as a plate of food to somebody. I'm just trying to be a little funny there in a weird way, but you can't serve happiness. Happiness is an internal thing. Joyfulness, happiness, those states, that's something that you practice to be. And the more happiness you can bring into the world, the better it is for everyone. Therefore, you could say happiness is contagious. And all of a sudden, you finish the project. Let's go back to the example. You're at the office and you have a deadline on a project. You finish the project. And you and your team are congratulating each other. Good. Congratulate each other. Feel the joy. Feel the happiness. And now there's you and your team of, let's say there's three people besides you. Guess what? You're being better for everyone because you're inspiring them to be happy and you finish the project despite the stress and everything else that goes along with it. So therefore, there's four of you in the office that's happy. How contagious is that? Maybe there's 30 of you in the office and before you know it, everybody's smiling and laughing because all it takes is a few people to change, you could say, the mood of an environment wherever you are, whether it's your home or your office or a store for that matter. And happiness is the master key to open doorways to your social progress. And what I mean by that is if you tend to be happier, you're going to attract people in your life that's going to make a difference for you. People in your life that's going to change your world for you. Because you inspire them. And you as a happy person creates happiness. When you create happiness, like I said, it's contagious. It's contagious. It's a contagious energy. When you start laughing, you ever notice that? It's like, example, when you yawn, the whole room will start yawning. But if you started laughing, maybe the whole room will start laughter. You could say that's contagious right there. A smile. By you smiling at someone, you know, you don't want to smile at, you're actually creating happiness within inside of you. The smile, it's interesting. Physiologically speaking, when you smile, the energetics of that, it goes right to the emotional, you could say the center of the brain that is more positive, that is more, less effort for you to be happy and easier for you to maintain that. And let's look at someone like Mother Teresa. I mean, there was a woman that gave herself to the poor people. Her mission in life was to help the poor people. So you could say her healing power stems in a large part from her ability to radiate happiness. You see, here she is around these people that are starving, that are diseased because they don't have the ability to take care of themselves. And here she comes walking in with her other followers. And suddenly they take care of things. All of a sudden, these children that were not happy becomes happy because now they're being fed. Now they're being educated. Now they're, you could say, endless opportunities. And that's another way of being happy. Create some endless opportunities for yourself. Just don't create an opportunity. Think of it as endless opportunity where you can have this. And here's Mother Teresa. I'm going to go back to my example of Mother Teresa giving herself up for those who she thought was a necessary part of her life. Did that bring her joy? Oh, yeah. That did bring her joy. I really believe that because when she's helping the less fortunate, she's doing something positive. And therefore, it's radiating out of her. Therefore, it's happiness she's creating. And therefore, it's contagious to the people that she's helping and the people that are assisting her. And let's go, let me say this. You as a happy person can create happiness easily. And look how, going back to Mother Teresa, how she changed the world. One city in India, and the whole world knows about her. The self-sacrifice she did. What a beautiful thing she was able to achieve. You know, does that change your standpoint of view when you think of people like that are she was sacrificing herself, but she wasn't really sacrificing herself. She did what she came here to do and she wanted to make a difference to the world. So just think of all the thousands and thousands, maybe tens of thousands of little people that she made a difference for. And here they are. They grow up into their adulthood. Maybe they're happy adults because she was able to do that for you, for them. To show that despite what's going on around you or internally inside of you at times, you can be happy. And I have a quote from Joseph Campbell. He was, you could say, a philosopher of the 20th century. He says, "When we're here to learn to go with joy amongst the sorrows of the world." So here you go. I can't be happy because there's starving children. I can't be happy because there's a terrorist attack. I can't be happy because of this. Well, yes, you can. you are deserving of happiness. And like I said before, happiness is different for each one of us, the degree of happiness. But it's still the general, you could say the general feeling is that it elevates your state. It elevates you energetically. It elevates you. It puts you up there in a very, very positive position. And Mariquis, love happiness. Yes, I totally agree with that statement. Because when you're in love with happiness, you can have whatever you want. Because despite what's out there inside of you, you're allowing the happiness to be contagious. You're allowing the happiness to take over. You're allowing the happiness to be a part of your everyday life. And since happiness is different for each one of us, it also depends on what you feel right now, you know. So how do you feel right now? Are you happy? Are you not happy? Are you just kind of in between, just blah, just melancholy, just whatever? Well, once you do this right now, use your free will and think about something that makes you laugh or smile, you know, like an old joke. Are in a funny event that you saw yesterday or this week or even an hour ago. Guess what? When you think of those funny events, here I am laughing. I had a funny event today. It brings me happiness. So it's not that difficult to produce that sense of happiness inside of you. It's quite easy, actually. It's quite easy. But the tendency is, well, until the world becomes a better place, I can't be happy. Until I get out of my depressive state, I can't be happy. Yes, you can. Why not? The only thing that's stopping you is you. Let your urge to find happiness, let that be the motivating force. You could say motivate you to produce new levels of happiness, to get rid of, you could say, the crap that we can carry around that is stopping me, stopping you from being happy. And maybe it's getting rid of some friends there. Friends. And what I mean is friends that bring you down. Friends, no matter what you say or do, they're just real downers to be around. Or despite what you do to bring their moods up, it might happen once in a blue moon, but besides that, being around someone like that, does that make you happy? Well, probably not. And the question is, are you a seeker of happiness? Are you a seeker of happiness? And one thing about happiness tends to be temporary. Just know that. And if you seek happiness or resist happiness, happiness exists right now in this present moment. Let me repeat that. When you seek happiness or resist happiness, happiness exists right now in this present moment. Despite you, despite me, despite what's going on in the news feed or whatever, or with your friends or with your family, you know, things happen. Things are constantly happening in the world. We do have influence over that because you say the bigger influence is when you're in that happy place, that happy state with inside of you, the tendency is the people around you are going to be happier because they see what's going on from you and they're willing to take that in. They're willing to accept that. So the question is, since happiness exists right now in this present moment, and so can you only feel happiness now? Happy now or happy not? So it's important. You could say, I am very healthy. Therefore, it makes me happy. I have lots of money. Therefore, it makes me happy. My relationship with my partner is great. Therefore, that makes me happy. Well, those are good things that you could say elevate your space, elevate that space internally. But what if they weren't there? You still want to motivate that out. You still want to bring that positive energy out. But what I'd like to say is, I have a break coming up and I'll be back in 5 minutes. And remember, there's only two things that are important in this life. Actually, three today. That's peace, love, and happiness. So be back in 5 minutes. Until then, peace and love to you all and happiness to all. See you in 5. Bye.
Broadcast programming. Thanks for tuning in to 1-2 Radio.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Alexa, play 12 Radio on TuneIn.
12 Radio on TuneIn. Finally, something great to listen to.
Hey, you're listening to 1-2 Radio. That makes you very special in our book. Thank you. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you.
Aw, that's so much better. Thanks, Alexa. You can now listen to 1-2 Radio by asking Alexa to find 12 Radio on TuneIn.
1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world.
This is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crab cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Blessings all. This is Lacey Dawn Jackson, psychic advisor over at 1-2listen.com. I love listening to my awesome colleagues right here at 1-2 Radio, where we are surely to be enlightened, learn something new, or just plain smile. During the month of June, I am running a special on my 3-question email readings. So if you have questions regarding relationships, career, or living your passion, I am here to help you with that. So visit my profile, Lacey Dawn Jackson, over at 1-2listen.com, click email readings, and purchase my special 3-question reading where I am ready to help you, and you will get the answers you seek within 24 hours. I look forward to hearing from you.
Peace and blessings. Life coach Ade here. Albert Einstein said, "You cannot solve a problem from the same consciousness that created it. You must learn to see the world anew." Are you ready to see your world anew? Are you willing to let go of expectations and make room in your consciousness for a new reality? If you answered yes to one of these questions, let's work together through the magic of 1-2listen.com, where we can illuminate the desires of your heart and make them manifest, make them real. And don't forget to join me every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific to continue the message of transformation right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance with life and the way you listen to your soul. Say yes.
This is psychic medium Christina LaFrance, advisor on 1-2listen.com. Together, let's take the time to explore our inner world discovering the gifts of even our most rejected qualities, and why embracing all of who we are is the key to our freedom, our peace, and aligning to our own destinies. Please join me every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and noon Eastern Time for the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way we listen to the world.
Hi, this is Erin Muir, and you're listening to 1-2Radio.com, changing the way you listen to the world.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Hello, welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I am your host, Jim Komar, and you are on 1-2 Radio, 1-2Radio.com. 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is happiness. And I just want to, let me repeat this. I am healthy. This makes me happy. I have lots of money. This makes me happy. My relationship with my partner is great. This makes me happy. All these things may only last for a few minutes. Nothing in the world can offer you permanent happiness, because our emotions go up and down, because from moment to moment we are faced with different situations. We hear different news, we hear different opinions, different ideas. So you say nothing in the world can make you permanently happiness or permanent happiness. Because the nature of your life is about to change. Let me repeat that. Because nothing in the world can make you permanently happy, because the nature of your life is about to change. Happiness is a moment-to-moment practice. That's all you got to think about happiness. To maintain happiness, be in the moment. If you're happy, stay in the moment so you can maintain the happiness. Like I said, despite what is internally, how you feel, or externally, what's going on around you. Maybe you're around a friend that, you know, and you don't see this friend very often because he or she brings you down, you know. So can you be happy moment to moment around someone like that, that you're not, they don't affect you? Or can you practice to be happy so that you can maintain that happiness? And also think about this. It's always accessible when you choose to be happy. Let me say this again. It's always accessible to you when you choose to be happy. And that's a good thing. It's happiness is not something you have to search for. It's always there. But you just have to be accessible to it. You have to bring, you could say, positive changes to bring that state on. Positive changes is, I don't care what Susie said over there in the corner to me, I'm happy anyway. I'm not going to be affected by him, her, or an event in the world, because I want to maintain my happiness for my sanity. And think about this, you know, maybe by saying only when you can find love hell can be found in heaven. So there you go, the two polar opposites there, love and sadness, hell, whatever you want to call hell, whatever hell represents, because that's a state of mind, it's not a physical place. So, you know, think about this. When you have heavenly thoughts. I mean positive thoughts, thoughts that bring you up. That's what I call heavenly thoughts. You're in a state of happiness because you have created heaven within inside of you. This is a big internal job. And so that your happiness is personal, is private, is gleeful. It's a gleeful feeling inside of you because it's personal and it's a private thing for you. Whatever that brings on that happy feeling are those happy feelings. And it's also you to learn how to seek happiness in something you do for yourself or something that happens to you. I mean, learn. Like maybe you go, well, I don't feel very good. And maybe by you, like, let's say you're at your, you walk around the block and by you getting fresh air, by you just being outside, that just changes your state right there. And you go back to your whatever you had to do and you created happiness. But it's a moment to moment thing. It's not a permanent thing. And in my opinion, it's better to be happy. Happiness. Yes. Thank you, April. Happiness is an inside job. You're right on, April. Thank you. Thank you. Great comment there. And happiness, when you're happy, you can have whatever you want in the world. It doesn't matter who you are or what you are or where you're from or whether you consider yourself empowered or a victim. Let's say you consider yourself a victim. Well, maybe it's time to practice happiness so you can feel the empowerment and you're no longer a victim. And when you no longer choose to be a victim, you're choosing happiness because they can't bring you down by them saying cutting remarks to you or doing whatever they do to bring you down, to bring you down to their level. Well, you don't allow that to happen. You don't allow them to bring you down. You allow yourself to maintain what you want to maintain. Don't be influenced by those downers, those people around you, those groups or whatever. You don't want to go there. Look at happiness as something that can bring to life, that you bring to life, that you're accessing, that lives inside of others too. Just because you have it, we can all create that sense of happiness. Think of happiness as, you could say, something that you maintain in your attitude on your journey of life. Because it's a great journey. We're here to experience this journey of life in this present lifetime. What happened in previous incarnations? Well, that's not important. What is now is the important thing. Because if you're not happy and you decide to choose happiness, guess what? You change your state instantly. Therefore, you are now empowered with happiness. Therefore, you can have whatever you want. And when someone says, no, you can't have that, you ask them why. Because you're happy. You have an attitude about you. That happiness brings on an attitude like, oh, I'm not going to let them stop me. I can have what I want. And it's also you have the courage and the willingness to radiate positive energy out, despite it's a bad day for everybody or you or your family or your whatever, whoever. It doesn't matter. Despite what's going on, the external world, the internal difficulties of your world, because you're going to practice happiness. You're going to bring that blasé feeling, that counterproductive feeling from like a negative to a positive. And when that positive occurs, then the world is for you to have and all the beautiful things in the world for you to have. And are you willing to practice to be happy? You know, even if you don't feel like being happy, well, that's how you become happy. When you're at your lowest point and you practice being happy, like you think of things that make you laugh. And I just thought of something that made me laugh when I said that. And now I'm smiling. It's not that difficult. That's, you could say, practicing happiness. And you could say, when you do practice the happiness, all these little crises that may show up during the day or during the week, they're not as important as you think they are. And maybe they are important, but maybe your how you rate the importance of these things are not like they used to be, because you're not letting them affect your happiness, affect your state of mind. Of course, if let's say it's a family member and they're having an illness, well, you know, that is their path. That is their way of being in this lifetime. Be loving, be caring, be whatever you want to do to help these people, but also, despite them, you're going to be happy. Because when you're happy, let's say they have an illness and you come up and you help them and you go over their home and you're happy. Guess what you're doing? You're actually causing them to be happy. And when they're happy, they're producing positive chemical reactions, hormonal and chemical reactions in the body that is fighting the disease that they're experiencing. So, like I said, it's a contagious thing. And in some cases, it's a life-changing thing. So think about how many lives you change when you're happy, happier, or just happy in general. And here you are creating this joy, this pleasurable happiness, these pleasurable feelings for yourself. And then you express out, and then there's a couple more happy people around you. And then they express out, and then other people around them become happier. It's like the dominoes. You hit one and the whole line goes down. So think of your happiness as you are the curator of happiness. Therefore, you're going to change. Maybe it's your office. Maybe it's your house. Maybe it's the family. Let's say it's the end of the day today and everyone's home and everyone's eating a meal and they're communing, so to speak. They're having communion. I look at food as communion. And despite the crazy world we're in, that's the time for you to be happy, because you're with your group, your clan, your family. And if you don't have a family, let's say you're single, you still have friends. At least one, if not more. Think about those friends and sharing that happiness with those friends. And happiness, When you're in a state of happiness, there's a tendency to be less harsh, you could say less harsh judgments upon yourself and others. In other words, when you're in a happy state, you're not judging yourself going, I really messed up here. Oh, I made this big mistake. Well, fine. So you make mistakes. We're not perfect beings here. So that happiness tends to bring less harsh judgments for you and the people around you. And when you practice this, you say happiness and being less judgmental, you are fully acknowledging what you are feeling. And this is the internal thing. By you practicing happiness and you become less judgmental, because most of the time you're in this happier, more pleasant way of being, you are fully acknowledging what you are feeling. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, if you need to crack up and laugh, you know, if you need to turn on like a comedy routine, one of your favorite comedians, well, that's a good thing to create happiness. Do that. Bring the external world, a happier aspect of the external world that makes you laugh, inside. And I'm going to repeat this. Happiness is personal and private. And happiness is about your feelings that come randomly. Maybe that's how it's happening now in your life, because you're not choosing to be happy. You have random moments that you're happy. But when you choose to be happy moment by moment, it's less random. It's more purposeful. You could say your influence grows very quickly, because people don't want to be around, you know, sad people. They'd rather be around you, the happy one, because you're uplifting them. And you're not even say I'm uplifting them, but your space, you could say that space with inside of you, that feeling of happiness is contagious. So they're feeling it. And so happiness is not something that happens to you. It's something you do. You are in charge. You have free will. You have your intellect. You have your emotions. You have that mental aspect of you. Is that something you do? Is that something you choose? Yes, you know, the yin and yang of happiness. I'd rather be sad than happy, because when I'm sad, I can whine, bitch, complain about the world, how it's unfair, how it's not good. Well, yeah, well, that's true. The world's an unfair place, but happiness brings you to a whole nother, you produce a level playing field for yourself, because you're not letting that crap affect your state. In fact, you're affecting the state of the crap around you by being happy. You're changing the crap into gold, into love. And so how does someone maintain this internal attitude? Like I said, it's moment by moment. You just work on it. You look at what's positive around you. Let's say you have a beautiful family and your children. Do they make you happy? If they do, that's a beautiful thing. Let's say you're a mom and you gave birth to your beautiful children, or you're a dad and you're taking care of your beautiful family. By you being happy around your family, you are the shining light on the hill, because they're seeing, like, oh, mom and dad, they're smiling, they're laughing. It's almost like you're giving your children, it's okay to be happy. It's okay to laugh. It's okay for you to be what you want to be, because you're happy. There's nothing wrong with being happy. It's the right way to be. The opposite is, oh, yeah, like, so-and-so's in the corner over there, whining, bitching, moping, whatever. We decided to come over here on the other opposite side of the room where people are laughing. Or maybe you tell a joke to somebody or a group of people and they're in a, you could say, rolling on the floor. Well, if you have that ability, maybe it's time to do some stand-up comic work. Be a stand-up comedian. You talk about someone who makes you laugh, that's a good thing. And by you creating laughter for people, you're making them happy. At the same time, you're producing happiness within inside of you. So let this be a major part of you, at least most of the time. And if you can maintain like 70, 80, 90% of the time that space of happiness within inside of you, it's time to enjoy it when it's there. It's time to be that state. It's time to live that state, because you're radiating out this beautiful positive energy. And if you think about thoughts, feelings, emotions, words, all that stuff, they're all energetics. So by you radiating that happiness out and you're smiling and you're laughing and people are going, God, I need what he has or she has. Yeah, that's some good stuff over there. And so it's time for you to choose happiness. It's time for you to be more radiant, to be more radiating on those positive feelings outwardly, despite what's around you. Let's say you're around people that are, you know, let's say it's a serious situation. Okay, well, be serious, but you still can be happy inside. All you have to do is temper it. You don't have to be laughing and smiling when you can say that's inappropriate or whatever for the time. Don't do that, but maintain that space of happiness. Maybe it's a personal crisis. Maybe it's a family crisis. Maybe it's a national crisis. Maybe it's a world crisis. And speaking of the world crisis, all this terrorist stuff going on around the globe, it doesn't matter what country it's in. Does that bring the mood of people down? Yeah, but that's what they want you to do. They want you to be fearful. They want you to be depressed. Like, oh, that could happen to me next. Well, maybe, but probably not. So just know that. And by you not letting them affect you, you're actually combating this, because you're sending out positive energy, that you could say that happy feeling out. And so that would be a world on the world crisis of today as we know it, but it's also you, on a personal level. You choose this because you'd rather have a gleeful attitude internally than not. And think about this. If the whole world's suffering, do you have to suffer? If the whole world's in pain, do you have to have pain? No, you don't. The whole world doesn't suffer. People suffer. You could say pain and suffering. Some people, that might be their life, but most people, it isn't. And if it is, you could say when you're in that pain and suffering mode and you want to get out of it, practice being happy. Like I said, go back into the old files, things that make you laugh. Because physiologically, when you laugh, you are igniting energy points that actually change the chemistry of your brain on a physical level, and that heaviness goes away. And guess what happens? Guess replace that, you could say, that heavy feelings, happiness comes in. It's a simple matter of smiling. Boy, what a way to be. A simple smile will change your internal world because you're producing, you could say, the chemistry, the neurochemistry, the hormonal chemistry of the brain that's going to flood your body with these positive vibes, this positive energy, and you're not going to be like, oh, my knee hurts. Well, maybe you injured your knee, but work on the knee. You can get your knee back to normal. Don't let that bring you down. You're going to practice happiness because when you're happy, despite your knee hurting or swelling or whatever it is, you're going to make a difference for that knee. Hence, you're going to be part of the cure, not the problem. And despite what is happening, like I said, inside and out, because it's all happiness is an inside job, but despite if you're not feeling happy and you want to be happy, you're going to practice happiness. If you're not experiencing happiness because you're so tuned into the sorrows of the world, okay, be tuned into the sorrows of the world, but also have a happy feeling about it. Well, how can I be happy about all the starving children here and the misery going on there and the disease and the illnesses? Well, that's something you have no control over. You have control over healing yourself and maybe healing people close to you or maybe healing others, but you don't have to let that stop you from being happy. Because when you're happy, the tendency is you change the state of the world because you're having an influence, a positive influence here. And when you realize that happiness is an internal state, is inside job, as April said, happiness is an inside job. When you realize that, you can start taking responsibility for your own state, not depending on people around you to bring you up, because you're just going to do it automatically. When you begin to practice happiness, think about the state of expansiveness of your mind and body, because happiness, like I said, is producing wonderful, wonderful things, internal chemistry. So maybe you got something going on inside your body you're not aware of, and all of a sudden you decided to practice the state of happiness, and all of a sudden the body says, let's fix this before it becomes a serious problem. And a lot of times the body will fix these things way before it becomes a serious problem for you. And here's April. She says, sharing a smile with another person is one of the best things. I agree. It does, because as soon as you smile at them, they lighten up. They don't have this look of the serious look. You change their state. Yeah, yeah. She goes, it can transform a New York subway ride into a joyous occasion. I've done it. April, way to go. April, that's beautiful. Nice going. And you see, it's a contagious thing. And by you smiling, you're changing the world. And is it easy to be happy when life is going very well? Of course it is. Is it easy to be happy when it's difficult? Of course it is, because you're well practiced at this. But I'd like to say my show is over, and I want to thank all the beautiful men and women out there tuning in tonight Two Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. And I want to thank my producer, Aday. Wonderful job. Thank you. Thank you on that one. And the next show up is, are you ready for the next show? And that's Mole Mama with Diana Silva. Good show. You could say a food for thought. It's a cooking show, but she also goes into the philosophy. You could say the communion, the sharing of it all. And remember, despite what's going on, there are three things in your life. That's peace, love, and happiness. Until next week, share that peace, love, and happiness with your world and the world around you. Have a great week ahead. Be back next week. Bye.
C.A. Brooks, host of A Course in Miracles, here on 1-2 Radio. Stick with us, and you're going to see your world differently.